All right, Coach, you can go ahead and give an opening statement, then we'll open up for questions for everyone here.
Well, this is a hell of a college basketball game. It wasn't the prettiest game by any means. It was a little bit ugly at times, and you had two teams out there just battling it and getting after it. And really, they're the best field goal percentage defensive team in our league. We're like six, but our defense has gotten a lot better over the last 3-4 weeks. I've talked about it. And we did a great job. We forced them into 19 turnovers. That's something that Washington State doesn't do very often, is turn the ball over. So our pressure, I think, got to them. That was part of our game plan. But so proud of these guys. Just the fight and the grit that they played with down the stretch. And we made plays when we had to make plays. And we weren't at our best. I don't think Washington State was at their best. But you know what? I think we each had a lot to do with that. We had a lot to do with them not playing as well offensively as maybe they normally do. And I think they maybe had something to do with why we didn't play as well offensively. They got good players. They're well coached. They've had a hell of a year. But big time win by some big time guys and big time players.
Okay, we'll go ahead and open up to questions. We'll start here in the far left in the second row. Adam.
Hi, Coach. Adam Lister Tiger, 24/7 Sports. Fouling up three under 10 seconds left. Is that a...
It's not my, that's not my style. Those of you know, that's not what we do. But I was really afraid. Wells is such a good shooter, and I just didn't want one to go in. I felt like, you know, the time was right. We have practiced it a little bit. And I have confidence in us making free throws and getting rebounds. And Eddie got a big rebound off their missed free throw. Because, you know, they got to make their free throws too. And we're a great free throw shooting team. So... Yeah, I went with that. I normally play that out, and it worked out tonight. So, yeah, it's not my style, but that's what we did.
And we'll go in the front row in the far right.
Oliver Hayes, Global Sports. KJ, you took a big hit at the end of the game. Wow, how are you feeling? And I don't know, just what's the mindset?
Win one more game. That's as simple as that. Ain't got time to pout. Ain't got time to sit and worry about a small slight. A little injury, a little knack. Just one more game.
Front row here on the left.
Jimmy Sirboss, 24/7 Sports. That's the second straight game where the offense has kind of struggled to get going. What do you think is the keys that they're missing out, and what's going to take to get the offense back on track?
I think we got to get more movement. You know, our first half last night, we talked about it. I thought our second half offense last night was really good, to be honest with you. So it's really been three halves. I mean, but again, I think Washington State had a lot to do with that. I thought we were better in the second half offensively. We didn't make as many shots as we normally make. We had some good looks, but again, they're a good defensive team. So as long as we're getting good movement, I think when we have trouble offensively is when we over dribble the ball and we stand. And if we can get the ball moving, get our bodies moving, and get paint touches, whether it's down to Eddie, down low, or penetration and kicks. Because Washington State's not a team you're going to come down and just run one action and score on. They're just too good. And you have to prepare to be good defenses. We ran into a good defense tonight. We scored 58 points. And there's a lot of times we've scored 58 points and lost because our defense wasn't good enough. What I'm so proud of this team is we scored 58-1 because they were good enough on the other end.
Third row in the middle, Pat.
Pat Rooney, Boulder Daily Camera. For the players, this team at its best for most of the season has meant 80 to 90 points, 20 assists, lots of offense. But what's it say about you guys that you can come on this stage and win this kind of game here?
Yeah, I just, like Coach said, you know, we knew it was going to be a tough battle. I mean, two very competitive teams with a bunch of talent on both sides, great coaching staff. So it was just going to be a dogfight, and there was going to be nothing easy. And I think for both teams, they experienced, you know, a lot of tough possessions. You know, shots weren't falling that usually fall. But we as a team understood that we had to guard defensively. And no matter if our offense was clicking as much as it has been, you know, the whole season, we just had to guard. And it came down to that late in the possessions, late in the game, and we did that. That's why we were able to come out on top.
Mark Anderson, AP. You had pretty much the entire second half until about 3 minutes ago, they caught you and matched. What was about that moment that you guys didn't panic and you immediately took the lead right back?
I went to the huddle. I told them, we got to win this game. That's all that mattered, and that's what we did. It wasn't about who was scoring the ball. It was rebounding, defense, and winning the game, and that's all that mattered really at the end of the day.
Coach,
Carson Field, the Colorado Springs Gazette. Coach, when Colorado joined the league, won the Pac-12 championship. As this conference goes away, how special is it to be in the last Pac-12 championship?
Well, I think it's appropriate, you know. And these guys, they just tied a school record in wins, 24. We've got an opportunity to break that tomorrow, and it's not going to be easy. Oregon's a hell of a program. They've had a lot of success in this tournament, and but we have too. And so I think it's appropriate that we're in the championship game the last year of the Pac-12, and we won it the first year of the Pac-12. But, you know, it's we're going to have to play a hell of a game tomorrow to win. And it's not going to be easy, but we'll be ready.
Front row, far right.
For Tab, Luke only had one basket, but it was really big for him. Mm-hmm. What was it like seeing that type of moment for him?
Yeah, it was great. And Javon Hadley made a nice play. Luke is one of our best cutters on our team. And as Javon drove, and again, they're a good defensive team. He got kind of stopped on his drive, and then Luke cut right behind him, and he found him, and Luke made a great finish. So, you know, Luke brings a lot to this team. And scoring, you know, on certain nights he might score more than others, and he's a good three-point shooter, and he can stretch the defense. But, you know, his defense has gotten a lot better, his rebounding, his grit, his toughness. He's playing like a senior, and it means something to Luke, which means something to me. I love guys that care, and they're all about winning, and that's what we have right now. We have a group of guys in that locker room that winning is the most important thing. It's not individual performances, and as long as we can keep that mindset, we're going to have a lot of fun here in the next few weeks.
Second row on the left.
Jake Schwanis, DNVR. Coach, you guys swept the season series against Oregon. Now, title game coming up. What's the focus going into this one to make sure you do it three times in a row?
Well, I think, you know, look, we got to understand their personnel, which these guys do a great job of. You know, Eddie and Fale Dante is a great matchup inside. He'll be ready for that. And Fale Dante is a hell of a player. So he's, you know, they got Shellstad. You know, KJ's done a good job on him, but he's a good player. So we've got good matchups, and I think our guys understand, you know, who they are and how good they are. So, again, it's not going to be easy. We're going to have great defensive effort. We're going to have to really move the ball. And, their zone tonight, they really slowed the pace down against Arizona tonight. They usually are a team that wants to run, get out and run with you, with us and when we played them. And so we'll see how tomorrow night's game goes. But we're just going to have to find a way. And it's not going to be easy because they got good players. They're well coached. And, again, they've had a lot of success in this tournament. But it's about being mentally and physically ready. We got to get rest. We got to get hydration. We got to, you know, dig deep. And we're 40 minutes away.
Second row here in the middle.
Troy Hutchison, Rivals.com. Tad, I have two questions. One, playing Dana Altman in the title game as two of the most tenured head coaches in this conference. What does that mean to you? And then clicking the march. Everybody talks about getting, you know, your right foot as you head into March. Where do you think your team is on that journey?
Well, the second part of that question I'll take first. Obviously, we've won, I don't know, what's it, eight in a row now?
Yeah.
Eight in a row. So I think we're clicking pretty good. I don't know of any other team in the country that's won eight in a row, but that doesn't mean anything. That means absolutely nothing going into March. So it's about tomorrow's game. In terms of Coach Altman, you know, I've got a lot of respect for him. He was a head coach at Creighton when I was an assistant at Wichita State, so I had a chance to compete against him for 6 years when he was there, and now our 13th year in the league. He's a hell of a coach. He's had a hell of a career, over 750 wins. So got a lot of respect for him. It's about the players this time of year. It's not about the coaches, in my opinion. I think he would probably agree with that.
Two more, starting here in the back.
Matt Payne, 24/7 Sports. Tad, the first two times around against Oregon, what were the differences in those ones?
You're hitting me after this one. I could probably answer that better in the morning or maybe midday tomorrow. I would get a chance to look. But, again, I think handling their – sometimes they press, sometimes they run the matchup zone, sometimes they run man-to-man. So handling their changing defenses, we've done a good job of that all year, not just against Oregon, but against a lot of teams that have done it. And then I think, you know, guarding them, because Oregon is a team – traditionally that is going to try to outscore you. And so if you can slow them down defensively and get out in transition, hopefully, and get some easy baskets, you have a better chance of winning. And we've done that, you know, for, but the game in Eugene was, it was a dogfight, man. It was a 4-point game that was, that could have gone either way. And we made plays down the stretch. And again, it's not going to be easy. They're playing for their tournament life, and I feel like we are too. And we're more importantly, we're playing for a Pac-12 championship.
And last one here in the middle of the pack.
KJ, going back to last week, defensively for you, you know, you made it a tough night for Jordan Pope at Oregon State. We talked about yesterday against Smith and again tonight against Miles Rice. I mean, how much pride and, I guess, focus are you bringing to the court right now on that end of the floor?
Yeah, I'm just really proud of myself on defense. You know, Coach talks about it. You know, it doesn't just take one person. It takes a whole team. And, you know, not just me, but I feel like a lot of guys, you know, are going out there and guarding tough positions. I mean, Javon Hadley's doing a great job, you know, guarding the other guys forward. Position and you know, this whole team, but for me personally, I think I just have a chip on my shoulder, you know, not being first team all defense and just going out there and proving everybody wrong and just trying to get be a leader on the defensive end for this team.
KJ Simpson's the best defensive point guard in this league, and it's not even close. It's not even close. He doesn't get enough credit. And his teammates know, his coaches know, the CU fans know. But I got so much respect for he plays both sides of the ball, and there's so few college basketball players that do that. We got a bunch of them. Now, KJ's not the only one, but man, what's the word you guys use? He's a dog. He's a dog. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Appreciate it.